All right, man. Ready to talk some shit.
As always.
How you doing?
Ever ready. I'm hungry, bro.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, starving. Yeah.
Starving, bro.
Well, you got Doritos and a whiskey.
Yeah, that fixes everything. That fixes everything.
I mean, we could have, like, you know, some Shima or something after this. You know what I mean? So
you can change the world with Doritos and a whiskey, fam.
Yeah. I mean, hey. Look, if there were no food supplies, you would survive on that.
Of course.
For 3-4 days.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, if you've ever wondered how to end world poverty, Doritos and whiskey. If you've ever wondered where Superman gets his strength, Doritos and whiskey.
Right. That's the perfect combination, okay? All right, man. How's your week been? And don't lie this time.
Oh, man, it's going to work has been a drag.
Yeah.
Playing gospel for 3 straight hours each and every single day.
Yeah.
It is tiring. I ran out of gospel in 2. Done. Right. I've just been playing the same stuff over and over again.
Just recycling the same stuff now.
Bruh, I was saying, it's like, I'm sure not even Christians listen to gospel when they're making love.
Oh, no, they're not.
You know what I mean?
They need a Keith Sweat. Yeah. Some tank, you know what I mean?
Can, it's like you can't back it up to Hillsong, man.
All I need is you.
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy? Give me that ass. Give me what belongs to me. You think
like, you know, like the Christians talk dirty?
Yeah, they should. You'd be like, yo, listen, Jesus said, if I hit one cheek, you gotta give me the other one.
Hit both them cheeks.
Hey.
In the name of the Lord. I baptize this body.
Go thee forth and multiply.
Yeah, man. I mean, listen, it's like there's certain things that you can't just, you know. When what? You're in the heat of the moment,
yeah.
You can't be too spiritual about that.
You're telling me pastors don't go, fuck, this pussy's good. They don't do that shit, bro.
I mean, they must.
I mean, come on, it's gotta be boring if they ain't doing that shit, bro.
I mean, it's like, it should be weird, bro. Like the super Christians. It's like, oh, what are you doing? It's like, I'm praying. When you're hitting it from the back, I'm just thanking the Lord.
Yeah, clapping.
Thanking the Lord.
Clap them cheeks.
You know.
Praise the Lord.
Your parents met so that I could have this peaceful moment inside you, my wife. Oh, man, that should be some crazy shit. But like, yo, it's like, yo.
Yeah, your body is a temple and I'm entering it. Yeah? I will reside in this temple.
I wish I could be here worshipping. Bow down.
Look, if you ever see us in hell, you just be like, oh, episode 66. That's what it was.
No, but like, you know, you should be able to say it. So, you should be allowed to say, I'm sure God understands. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like he understands. It's like, fuck, this feels good. You know?
Of course.
God's like, oh.
I mean, bad words are only bad when you use them.
Yeah.
With malicious intent. Yeah. But, you know, that's pleasure. You know what I mean?
It's like you should be able to say, it's like, who's my bitch? You know what I mean?
Yeah, hell yeah. Yeah. You know what
Mr.
I mean?
Mr. Pastor, Mrs. My Boozer. And you should respond appropriately.
I am that bitch. Bitch. Who's the first bitch? The first lady. That's how you get that shit done.
Of course.
Woke up with a weird feeling in my right leg today, man.
Because you slept on one side because you drank too much.
I blame you. See, you're a bad influence, man.
I was not buying
alcohol. Terrible influence.
I was not the one buying the alcohol.
It don't matter who was buying. who told the other that we need another bottle?
See, that what happened?
We had one bottle, it was all good. And then you're like, yo, the second bottle. So, let's go.
So listen.
Huh?
If... What you're saying is, it's just like, let me give you a hypothetical example. It's like if, you know, it's a little bit dark, but like if somebody, if I go, let me use myself as an example. If I go and rape a chick, right?
You should have to take it there.
Yeah. Listen, I'm going somewhere.
Bro.
If I go and rape a chick, right? And then I bust the nut.
Right.
And then I get off her, and then she goes, wait, want to go again? I think at that particular point, it's consent.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean? So the first one is one thing, but like the second one.
How did you go to rage, bro? What is your problem?
If she requests for a second round, it's like, no, wait, I didn't come yet.
First of all,
do it again.
The rape victims are coming for you. You can't play around with rape like that, I mean, man. What's listen, your problem?
It's like, the problem is everybody's too serious. We can't make jokes. It's like, listen,
it's the era we're in,
it's
man.
It's the era we're in. Yeah. Everybody's sensitive. You know what I mean?
But like, too listen, sensitive.
Rape is obviously a very serious thing. We're not, you know.
You have to give the disclaimer before you can tell a joke about stuff like that. Be in this day and age, for some fucked up reason. You know what I mean? Because somebody's gonna get triggered. Like, I knew the world was going crazy when comedians had to, like, apologize for jokes that they told.
I mean, you know
what
I mean?
Because it's like, that's satire, you know what I mean? That's just somebody playing around with his imagination with shit, like, and trying to provoke your imagination and putting a comical spin on it. Like, it's supposed to be funny. Why are you getting triggered? You know what I mean? Like, chill the fuck out.
And that's the thing. It's like, everything triggers it's like, people are triggered by everything now.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just like, fuck, who came up with that word? Shit.
Right.
Like bro.
Like, our last episode triggered a few people.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, apparently.
Okay, I was just like, man. That's why I said at the end, it'd be great to just have, like, you know, somebody come through and, you know, have that conversation. You know what I mean? If you didn't listen to episode 64 or 65, go ahead and listen to that. And I think both 64 and 65 had sort of similar, we had covered similar topics and stuff. But anyway, we kick it off with the 5-day holiday, long weekend rather.
It was already supposed to be a weekend.
Yeah, kicks off Friday. Yeah. We're recording this on a Thursday.
Yeah.
And whoever was watching the president address the nation should be really happy because you won't be working from Friday all the way to Wednesday. Yeah. Which is crazy.
Fucking insane. Okay.
You go back to work on Thursday, Friday you're done, and then go on a holiday. I mean, go for the weekend again and come back. You know what I mean? And I think there's more holidays coming up again. So this little period of time, I think businesses lose a whole lot of money. And for an economy that's growing at a very slow pace, we don't need to have
these many days off.
You know what I mean?
Monday is Heroes Day. Heroes and Unity Day.
Right.
Okay. Heroes Day is Monday. Unity Day is Tuesday.
Yeah.
And then Wednesday has been declared a holiday.
That's when we'll be burying
KK. Tomorrow is basically going to be a state funeral with presidents from the region and other places coming through. It's going to be at the showground. And then.
Strictly by invitation?
Strictly by invitation because of COVID. Fuck COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's going to be the burial that's going to happen on Wednesday.
Right.
So tomorrow and Wednesday are holidays. And then Monday and Tuesday are also holidays.
Yeah.
So it's 5 days of no work. You can slack off, Jack.
Wow. What are you going to do with clubs not being operational?
Make babies.
You know what I mean?
Make babies. Bust nuts for five straight days.
Babies are expensive, man. Economy ain't, hell yeah. You know, it's not conducive to just be pushing babies out of vaginas, bro. Like, it's a crazy time right now, bro.
Okay, pull out.
Yeah.
pull out. But, like, you know, enjoy the process.
Yeah.
But pull out. If you're man enough to.
You see, the thing with pulling out, right? There's a certain sweet spot that if you miss it, that's that.
Oh, yeah, it's just like, bro. It's just like, it's such a waste pulling out. Pulling out is such a waste.
Yeah, me, you're a married man, so that makes sense.
No, like, it's just like, listen.
No, like, y'all don't do that shit,
and
bro.
I'm talking about the actual feeling, and I'm you know, the actual feeling, because it's like, it's almost like, it's like, imagine 98%.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like just before you hit the sweet spot.
Yeah, you gotta, because when you miss that, you so that's babies.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
like depositing.
It's plan B, you know, after that. Like.
You know? So like it's almost like it's like I'm supposed to get to the destination and then
I don't know. Just jerk it off, man. Like after you take it out, jerk it out.
It's not the same.
I know it's not, but shit. It's cheaper than a baby. It's mad cheap.
Yeah.
Just whack it off and you're good to go, bro.
I'd rather, it's just like, I think it's better you finish somewhere else, man.
Really?
Finish in the mouth of some. Yeah, put your mouth in some.
You know what? You keep talking about that, you know? That's your thing? You like mean? That shit? Like when they swallow, sir? That's what it is, huh?
I mean, it's happened to me once. You know what I mean? And I was in awe.
If I was your wife, you would not come back home.
No, like, bro. Like,
fuck out of here. Stay right there. Like, don't want to see you.
As a single man, I've told her this story before. You know
what I mean? She knows about women.
She knows about this
you
story.
Bust a load in some girl's mouth.
You know what
mouth.
I mean? Back in the day, I was a single
y'all
man.
Have a
I was
great
living,
marriage,
I was,
bro.
I was living my life. I was living my life, man. You know what I mean?
Does she tell you about her experiences with dudes?
No, she doesn't. I don't want to hear that shit.
Why?
I don't want to hear that shit. She's only been with me. She was a virgin when I found her.
She was a virgin when you found her.
A virgin. She has known only one man. That's my story and I'm sticking to it. Damn it.
Yo, when you meet a new chick, man, you need to go out there and sanctify her vagina.
Yeah,
get some holy water and sprinkle on that.
There you go.
To get the demons of the old
the
niggas out.
Yeah, no facts. That's
you got because energy is energies, man. Like they're stuck in there somewhere, bro.
You gotta get rid of this shit.
Yeah,
you gotta get rid of that shit. You know what I mean? Some holy water or something.
Sprinkle that.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Pray over the kitty cat.
Kitty cat, bruv.
That's remaining in here.
Spirit of John.
Spirit of Peter.
Edgar. All them niggas.
Not a Lungu.
Somebody complaining about their last name being Lungu.
Yeah,
it was really weird.
That was funny. That was funny as hell.
And we have like a friend.
Like, I wake up at night just to cry about my last name. Like, yo,
fam. Yo, you connect your name. Your name is now set in stone as, you know, one of them kings and stuff. You know what I mean? So it's all good.
And then
embrace
crazy,
that shit.
It's crazy because it's like someone posted. I saw that and I posted it in the group. And one of our friends, his name is Joshua Lungu.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then another one, his name is Tawela
Lusambo.
So he was like, you think you have it hard? Your last name is Lungu. My last name is Lusambo. Bam!
I'd rather be a Lungu than a Lusambo.
I'd rather be a Lungu too, bro.
There's more dignity there, to be honest.
That's just a little too much. At least you can be like, oh, look, I've been president before.
Yeah.
I'm a lawyer.
Yeah.
Qualified lawyer.
Right.
All that shebang.
Yeah.
But yeah, but Lusambo.
Just a street dude who just has money now. That's what it is. You know what I mean?
Oh, man.
With a marketing degree that we're not too sure about, man.
We don't know where he got
really
that
got
from.
That.
You know what I mean? We don't know where he bought that from.
I want to know what his classmates will say about him, bro. Like, oh, he was like this in class. Mm-hmm. Or was it distance learning? Which one was it, sir?
It was probably distance learning. Like, a distance so far away probably doesn't exist.
It was too far.
It was
fetched.
Too far.
Yeah, so 5-day holiday. You and I will obviously be working. Actually, you're going to kind of have a few days off.
Kind of, sort of, yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, generally for us, you know, it's just normal working.
Business
days.
As usual.
Yeah,
you know
business
what I mean?
As usual. We're used to it now, man. It's not even, we don't even complain about it anymore. Yeah. State funeral tomorrow. And KK goes to rest properly without his body being moved around the country.
That didn't happen because that would have just been stupid.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just like, what's the point?
There's no point.
The people are not even going to see yeah.
the body.
See
it's
the
like,
body.
What's the point of you just moving a coffin around, a casket around? You know what I mean?
And so, even just, it's just, listen, it's like right now we are in the worst situation we've ever been in as far as coronavirus is concerned. Yeah. So, like, why would you want to have people gathering just to see the body of the late president?
You know what I mean? That's true. That's true. And then again, like you're saying, like, you know, coronavirus everywhere. Everyone's worried. And then you want to have people gather and shit. Like, that's just, it just makes no sense. If we're trying to preserve life, let's do what it takes for us to preserve life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? People stay at home as much as possible. And I feel like more restrictions should be done. I mean, I know that's going to probably have a further impact on the economy and stuff, but, you know, I think lives, like, we need to prioritize life over everything, you know what I mean? And we're losing too many people every day.
Every day, you know?
And it's worse now than it was last year.
Oh, no.
You know? When they had even stronger restrictions at the time.
By far, you know? So we've lost a lot of people. We all know someone, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And obviously prayers and our hearts go out to anybody who's lost someone close to them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Via COVID. You know, there are certain things that we obviously, you know, don't expect or anticipate. Everybody is going to go someday.
Right.
But to go because of something like this, it's almost like you feel robbed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a robbery. And that's exactly how it feels. Because it's like, listen, if your dad was 60, you're probably thinking, it's like, maybe in the next 20 years, he might be out of here. But like, boom, he's gone.
Right.
You know what I mean? And it's because of, something new.
Right.
Nothing he did or whatever it is. It's just sad. It feels like a robbery.
Yeah, no, it does. And look, that's why we keep on emphasizing for you to, you know, mask up, you know, sanitize, you know, all the general rules, the golden rules that have been put in place to keep you safe from the coronavirus. Go ahead and do that. So remember, we have new rules now. Before we drop an episode,
yeah,
you have to share this shit, man. You know what I mean? Like, you get this shit for free and you show appreciation by dropping a review. You can comment, share, but most of all, share the podcast on your social media, you know, your Facebook, your Twitter, your Instagram. It could be on your timeline or your stories or status, whichever it is. And whenever you do that, take a screenshot, throw it in the group so we can get more and more people to do it. We're trying to grow as much as possible. And the more that we grow, the better that the content is going to get. And also, we're trying to do extra things that will, we want to give you more content, basically. So for us to do that, you need to help us grow this podcast as much as possible.
That's basically it.
Yeah.
Okay. So share it, man. And obviously,
it's easy.
And also, for people who are not in the group, you can join the WhatsApp group.
There's get in the group.
We're always having conversations and all of that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Always. Someone actually told us. Someone threw it in the group that it's going to be a 5-day holiday. Before
it even happened. Yeah.
Yeah. Before we came here, we didn't know. And then someone threw it in the group, so like we checked it out and found it was true.
Exactly.
And then here we go. We're gonna have a 5-day holiday. So
it's just not people talking shit.
Yeah.
It's actually very informative.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Because we also like to get feedback from you on some of the topics that we cover. You know what I mean? You don't have to agree with us with everything.
No, you don't.
You know, I say some bullshit. Chrome says some bullshit most of the time. You know what I mean? So like we need the feedback.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that just helps us, man. It helps us grow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do the damn thing. All right. So what the fuck happened this week, man? Sweet potatoes. Kandolo.
Been trending. Sweet potatoes.
Yeah. That's been the talk of the week. So some person in government, I believe, came out to say people...
In the PF.
He said, look, why are people complaining about, you know, the price of
bread?
If y'all saying it's too expensive, then just go ahead and have some sweet potatoes for breakfast, because that's like the Zambian way. You know what I mean? And it's like, I'm just like, yo, like, what makes you think that's a great response to that? That's literally you saying, fuck off.
Yeah. Yeah.
Deal with it.
It's the same. It's the same. Like we kind of like when we're talking about this, we kind of said it's like it's a similar statement to when people were complaining about the price of fuel.
Yeah.
And Tshishimba Kambwili was in government.
Yep.
And he was a minister. He said, if you are complaining or if you have a problem with the price of fuel, go pee in your tanks. Pee in your tanks.
No, I mean, with him, we've now seen that he's a lunatic. I mean, that's what he said he would be if he went back to the PF.
And right? He's back.
So him being there means, look, if you say, I'm a dog if I get back with her. And then when you get back with her, you're a dog.
Yeah, show us your tail, my nigga.
Show us your tail and your balls. Yeah. So same thing with him. He said, if I go back to the PF, I'm a lunatic. And with him, now it just, like, it makes you go back to when he tried to name the Hero Stadium, the Gabon Disaster Stadium. Remember that shit? Yeah. That was him. And he was like, no, there was a whole committee of people who sat down and they, bullshit. You know, they came up with this idea. Bullshit. It's not just me. He's like, nah, bro, this sounds like your idea.
Yeah.
And in hindsight, it makes sense even more.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So for him, he'd be like, okay, all right, that's him. But why the fuck is somebody else out here saying shit like that? And then Kennedy Kamba comes out and reiterates, you know, those sentiments of people going out to have sweet potatoes for breakfast. Like, if don't complain about the price of bread. It's like, wait a minute. Like, how much was bread back in the day, bro? Think about it. Like, back in the day, I remember we went and bought bread for like one kwacha 15, you know, I remember, that type of shit.
Yeah, I remember.
And then it started going up, but
yes,
it was stuck at a certain point.
Yeah, how many years ago? I think this is probably, how long have I been on radio? Since 2009, right?
Mm.
So I think this is probably 2008.
Mm.
2008, I was on the Copper Belt, and bread was 3 kwacha 15 gwe.
Mm.
3 kwacha 15 gwe, bro.
Right.
Yeah, that was the price of bread. Now a loaf is 15 kwacha.
15 kwacha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good amount more.
Bro, that's more than 100% times I don't know how many times. You know, and here we are, and bread is at 15 bucks. In other places, it's like 17 bucks. You know, I was buying a tray of eggs this morning. It was 70 bucks.
There you go.
I'm just like, what?
Yeah.
I just started laughing immediately when the guy who was selling me the eggs said that. I'm like, what? 70 bucks? This was 35 bucks not too long ago.
Yeah.
In the recent past.
In the recent past.
Like when bread was
facts,
3 kwacha 50, maybe that was, you're saying that was 2008, right?
Yeah. That was a while back.
But eggs were 35 bucks maybe 2 years ago, bro.
Maybe last year. Last year.
Exactly. So eggs being 70 bucks, how much is a whole chicken now? 100 bucks?
100 kwacha.
Bro.
100 kwacha.
We used to buy that for like 45 bucks.
Yeah.
So you have to, I know people are making jokes about what this guy said, and you know, it's all over social media. And I was actually saying this, like, that the problem with Zambians and is our response to bullshit. You know, like, when somebody says something like that, we make jokes about it to cope, I guess.
It's to cope.
But then we lose the seriousness of the situation, because now it just turns into a joke when you think about it. It's like, yeah, we're just all laughing about it. But this is a serious thing. This is something being said by a prominent person from the PF, and the PF are the government of the day right now.
Yeah.
And now let's broaden it. Okay, chicken is 100 bucks.
Yeah.
A tray of eggs is 70 bucks. Bread is 17, 15 bucks.
Mm-hmm.
How much is sugar, for example? How much is a 2 kg packet of sugar?
I don't know, because
could be 40 bucks, 45 bucks, I think.
Yeah, I only buy the small one.
You only buy the small one?
I only buy the small one.
Well,
because the price, obviously the price of the 2 kg is obviously crazy, you know what I mean?
Right, you can't, it's crazy amounts that you need.
Yeah.
How much is soap?
Yeah.
It's like everything
running around the house, it's like, sugar's not good for you. I'm just trying to, you know, basically.
You're that
it's
guy.
Not good, but like, Also, it's expensive.
Exactly. So now think of it. Everything is expensive, sir. What do you want us to do?
Yeah.
What are we going to substitute sugar with? Can't get honey because it's expensive.
Yeah.
What am I going to substitute eggs for?
And also, honey is a trigger word for Zambians.
Right.
I personally get triggered when I hear honey. Just think about honeybee.
Honeybee and that crazy scandal, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Veggies are expensive too. You know, if you wanna get meat, a kg is crazy. So what do we do? If everything is expensive, what do you want us to do? Because you singled out one commodity.
Yeah.
That's it. But now let's throw in everything, because it's not like bread is the only thing that's expensive.
Everything
like,
is expensive.
Think about the shit that you're saying.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't think this through, because it's like, it's not only bread that, the bakeries have just decided to hike the prices. Mealie-meal is expensive, that's a staple food.
Yeah.
So what are we supposed to do? What are we supposed to eat in place
alcohol is expensive.
That? Right. So I'm just thinking, like, that is so illogical.
It's stupid.
Like, it's a very stupid thing to say, because it's like, everything is expensive.
Yeah.
What do you want us to substitute what we usually consume with? Like, what's gonna take the place of these things?
And sweet potatoes are not cheap, by the way.
They're not cheap either. They've also become expensive.
Yeah,
so what expensive. Do we do now? Do we ration meals? Like, what do you, what the fuck?
You know, that's the type of statement that
stupid ass
someone who can't relate to you says.
Yeah, that's a rich like, man talking.
Yeah,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Facts. That's a rich guy who's not affected by shit.
It's just like, so he's not affected by the economy or whatever it is. So it's like, yo, just buy something else. Because it's like, in his head, it's like if you're complaining about bread, it's like, what traditional food comes to mind? You know, like something that, I don't know, the garden boy would eat.
Right,
it's like,
right. Yo,
sweet potatoes, kandoro.
Yeah.
You know, so he can't relate to us.
Yeah.
Because he's getting money. I don't know what he does. I don't know what his profession is. But like, everybody in the PF is rich and is balling.
Yeah.
Everybody in the PF is balling, fam.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just a fact. All right. So listen, in a situation like that, I ruled it out to he can't relate. Because even the commodity that he's talking about, the replacement, is expensive. But he doesn't know that. You know what I mean? He doesn't know that. We were talking to a friend of ours from work when he was saying it's like I was controlling some minister and you know during an interview and all he was doing is just making sure the microphones are open and all of that.
Right.
And then someone came and gave him 6,000 kwacha.
For doing
just
nothing.
Just for doing that. For doing nothing. Doing nothing. 6,000 kwacha for doing nothing.
Yeah.
And we were saying, just like to them, that's peanuts.
That's nothing,
that's
man.
That's nothing.
That's nothing.
So he was
like
obviously
that.
Mind blown. It's like someone would part away with just 6,000, just like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But to him, it's nothing.
Yeah.
So that tells you the kandoro statement, sweet potato statement. Go buy sweet potatoes.
Bro, this for me is sad that we've got a leader, like we got the president who will hear something like that and not say anything about it, bro. Like he should be, like you could actually gain some points by coming out and shutting that shit down. Like don't talk like that. Zambians are going through some shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But then that would be him admitting to a failure. And he's not going to do that.
Yeah, but
he's not going
to
do
one of his people said something stupid though.
Yeah.
So you need to shut it down. I don't know. Spin it into something, bro.
You can't
let that fly and let's like let that hang around and have other people coming out and actually, you know, mocking us by having the sweet potatoes for breakfast and takes a picture and puts it on his social media.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you don't see the negative connotations there. Or are you just looking at the jokes and being like, oh, yeah, they're cool with this?
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, do you not get, like, this is
sarcasm.
Like, we're being,
that
yeah,
shit.
Exactly. Like, it's sarcasm. Like, you can't catch that shit. Because Zambians are very sarcastic about shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And that was the thing. So it's like, so
it's a disconnect
when you, there's a very big disconnect. When you see a lot of people like we've seen, I didn't expect this Candolo situation to get this crazy. You know what I mean?
Right.
For people to be posting about it like that. Mm-hmm. So it's almost like, okay, these niggas are taking us for a joke. Cool. Let's post a joke. Cool. Right. Let's talk about this same Candolo shit. Cool. But like, it's everywhere. And that tells you something. So it's like, oh, this is what you actually think of us. Cool. You know what I mean? And you spoke about a detachment. Mm-hmm. And that's just a fact. There is a serious detachment.
There's a serious disconnect.
Because there's so many things that are happening in the country that we've been wanting to hear the president about. From, you know, just basically him say some shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We wanted to find out. When I wanted to hear about him when the COVID situation was getting crazier and crazier and crazier. But like, he really hasn't said much.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Yeah, he's not saying much.
Yeah, so it's just, you know, really disappointing to hear a government official come out and say something that silly, you know? Like, you really haven't thought that through. Because if you did, you would be careful how you address the situation. You know what I mean? Like, you wouldn't be coming out here and being reckless about it. Like, you would actually, like, this is where you see, like, it's just been a freestyle most of the time, bro. Because, like, you just came out and said that. And it's like, think about the extended effect of what you're saying. Or just what basically, think about what you're saying and what it means in a broader scope.
Yeah.
Which is, add in the other commodities that are expensive now because the economy is bad. Like, what are you going to say about all those different things? Because you singled out one thing and you think that's like a cool thing for you to say, you know? And who's got the responsibility to make sure that this disconnect doesn't exist? Because you can't be that detached. You can't be so rich that you forget that these poor people who are out here who are not doing as well as you, like, you need to be able to connect with them and understand what they're going through. Like, is it a lack of actually being on the ground, or is this just pure arrogance? I don't know. Just does not make sense.
Listen,
to me.
For me, I think it's arrogance. Obviously, there's that in there, and then also, you know how rappers are told or. Not even just rappers. It's as an individual, you're always supposed to stay hungry. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Stay hungry. Not hungry, actual hungry.
No.
But like, keep learning, keep, yeah, you know.
The desire to keep going
and pushing. And even when you are rich as fuck, right? And that's what basically shows you who's, who becomes a legend, or who can be talked about like a legend. You know what I mean? It's like J. Cole. J. Cole came on the scene, started doing music, blew up, made this money, still making money. You know what I mean? But it's like, you're giving us great music. How do you keep going?
Right.
You got the money. You're not hungry anymore. You know what I mean? It's like, you're probably rich forever. You understand
right,
what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's what keeps you going after that? So it's like, okay, now I want to be fucking in someone's top five. I want to be, it's like, oh, J. Cole, Biggie. You know what I mean? Like, that's what they want. That's what you're, it's because the money is already there. But if you are so far detached, and it's very possible, we've seen people who have gotten promotions or whatever, started working somewhere, and all of a sudden, you know, they stop hanging out with the people they used to hang out with. You know, they all of a sudden, they are part of a different crowd. The rich crowd,
right,
on that side.
Right.
They can't relate to the person who's over there.
Mm.
And that's exactly
the disconnect.
Yeah, that's the disconnect.
Right.
So it's almost like you're thriving to something, and then you get to that point and you think, not you think that's where you belong, because you could belong there, but like, you think you're part of that crowd.
And I think also your initial motives matter.
Oh yeah, no.
It's like, what did you get into this for? Did you get in to serve the people? Because if you did, you wouldn't be talking like that.
You wouldn't be talking reckless.
You're clearly there for reasons that have nothing to do with the interests of the people.
No facts.
Because if you empathize with the people and what they're going through,
you wouldn't say shit like that.
That's a very irresponsible thing to say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, it's really tough out here. Niggas are making jokes about this, but it's rough out here, bro.
That's why they're making jokes.
It's like, think about it. If eggs are $70, how much are potatoes? You know what I mean? Potatoes are crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Cooking oil is crazy. So the guy who's making chips maya in the market now has
affected.
He's affected. You know what I mean?
He's affected.
The guy who's probably making egg rolls or whatever, he has to make his shit more expensive. Mm-hmm. People don't have the money to go out there and do this shit. Am I going to get an egg roll or a loaf of bread?
Because
it's probably going to be the same fucking price.
Yeah, no, thanks.
It's like people, like, they have to make these kind of decisions now, like cutting down on certain luxuries that you would have enjoyed a few years ago just for you to get by. And then the people who are supposed to, like, represent you and understand what you're going through so they can help you are saying shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that makes me worry. Like, if you have another term, are we going to get more of people, like, you saying shit like that?
Crazy.
For 5 years? We have to deal with niggas like you who are disconnected from the people? This is not even an allegation. This is something that you're doing yourself. And the Kennedy Kamba guy comes out and says, oh, the Kandolo story, it shows that it's in line with our pro-poor policy.
Fuck out.
What the hell do you... How is this connected? Like, what the hell are you talking about?
It's like what you're trying to do. It's just like...
Unbelievable.
It's just like what you're trying to do right now, sir, is basically make a chicken manure sandwich. You know what I mean? it's so one of your people said something. You know what I mean? Said some shit, literally.
Some crappy shit.
And then you're trying to put it between two buns and say it's a sandwich. Nah, nigga.
You're trying to make it palatable?
Nah, nigga.
Like, no. And him coming out to say that knows his friend fucked up. So he had to kind of, you know, clean it up.
No, this is pro-poor. No.
You can't clean up a dump site by throwing more shit there. Like, that's not how you do
it's
it.
It's like, listen, and even just the whole pro-poor thing, it's like, how do you justify it? Because why should... And that's why I was talking about the detachment from reality.
Right.
So you think sweet potatoes are for the poor?
Yeah, that's exactly what he said.
You think sweet potatoes are for the poor? That's what you're saying. Pro-poor. What does that have to do with the price of rice in fucking China, bro? Like, how?
Nothing.
How do you... Why should sweet potatoes be for the poor? Why?
Right.
Why?
They're pretty nutritious.
They're very nutritious.
Everyone should
They're
have sweet
actually
potatoes.
Better than Irish potatoes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know that's mean? Facts. That's facts.
And you can grow that shit locally. So instead of you... This just, again, detachment. So you're in your head... Poor people should be having thingy.
They don't deserve bread.
They don't deserve bread.
They shouldn't eat eggs and chicken and have sugar and all these things. That's what the fuck you're saying.
Yeah. You don't deserve... So if you're having sweet potatoes in your house, you're probably poor.
Yeah.
Because basically the PF has insinuated or told us, you know, that... Sweet potatoes are for poor people.
It just made no sense. Like, you're trying to say something, but like, it's like, oh, let me put these trousers on this dog, and it'll probably become human. Word to Pompey. You know, let me spray this pile of shit with some Chanel blue, and it'll magically turn into some shit that Willy Wonka manufactures.
Nah, nigga.
Like, my nigga, like, it's still shit, and we all know it smells.
Yeah.
All right? Like, we can see it. Like, you fucked up by saying that. But then again, like, I bring it back to the people. Like, we've turned this into a joke. It's memes and all this stuff. And look at how shit's gone. Like, it's just... A passing, it's like a trend. It's moving. We're moving ahead. Like, what's the next thing that we're gonna talk about? You know what I mean? Like, and then Pats on Daka was announced, and that shit just died down immediately because we love our guy so much.
Yeah.
We forgot that some guy out there said some stupid shit. And for me, again, think about it in the broader scope. This guy is telling you that everything that's become expensive, just find the cheaper substitute. But even the cheaper substitutes are expensive.
I mean, listen.
So it just makes no sense for you as a leader to come out and say this shit, bro.
Because, listen, the way it used to be back in the day is if you are broke, mm-hmm. if you are, you know, a student, if you are, you know, single guy, single girl out there, if you were broke,
mm-hmm.
The last line of defense was fucking eggs, bro.
Yeah.
So it's like, at least I got eggs.
Yeah, but that's not even an option now.
That's not even an option.
Because I heard girls would get roasted for a tray of eggs in colleges and universities. Like, don't buy this round. Just buy me a tray of eggs.
Buy me a tray of eggs, bro.
But even that's like, hey, wait a minute. I can't get you that shit. That's too expensive.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's like, now it's like, yo.
That's a cocktail in Chicago. It's
like, we're making demands on the first date, goddamn it. Eggs? Shit, man.
What?
What are you going to ask for next? Fucking Rolls Royce? Shit. I'm done with this, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's like the way it was back in the day. You couldn't be like moving around with a sack of like mealy meal on your back in the hood where nice girls are.
Yeah.
But now it's like, yo, you can carry that shit with pride.
You can carry that shit with pride.
Because that shit's expensive now.
Shit is expensive. You know? You can probably start a conversation with a chick. You know what I mean? It's like, yo, you want to come over and, you know, get into some shimmer?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that could be a pickup line, bro.
Yeah.
Because millimeter is fucking expensive.
It's
extremely expensive. So, yeah. Listen, these people are detached from the actual reality.
Mm-hmm.
They've basically said that Kandola is for poor people.
Yeah.
And that tells you where they're at. You know, mentally and all of that. You know what I mean? All I'm saying is, it's like, listen, happy voting on the 12th of August.
That's
all I'm saying.
Facts. Don't forget any of this stuff.
Don't forget
when
you're
voting.
Of this shit, man.
Yeah.
Don't forget, you know.
I mean, if you're cool with what the guy said, that's cool.
That's on you. You know what I mean? That's on you. If that's your boy, cool. But we remember that there were fire tenders that were bought for $1 million that looked like shit.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. We remember that there were...
It was that gassing shit that went down.
There was that gassing shit.
That shit was scary, man.
That shit was scary.
Yeah.
That shit was scary. People died.
Yeah.
People lost their fathers. Like, I legit, I know, like my young brother's friend, his dad, he died.
Oh, no.
Because he was attacked by a mob.
Oh, because he was suspected.
Yeah, it's like he was suspected to... be one of the gases, because it's like they see you with a canister or whatever it is.
Yeah, some guy in Kawe died like that as well. He was sent to go and buy like a spray bottle or whatever for like the little garden at the house, and then guy saw that, I was like, ah, it's you,
mm-hmm.
and they killed him.
Yeah,
imagine that. You sent your child to go to the store and they die because of a stupid mob.
Yeah,
you know,
and listen. It is a stupid mob, but the crazy thing is, someone made that stupid.
Yeah, of course.
You know what I mean? Someone created that.
That's
stupid
a response
mob.
To some
it's
shit.
It's a response to some shit.
Yeah.
People do that all the time. It's like if there are robberies in the area, 2, 3, 4, 5 houses, the police are not doing anything about it.
Yeah,
people will take it. People act, and as soon as they hear that shit, they're gonna catch you. They're gonna beat you up, put a tire around your neck, pour some kerosene. I don't know where. Like, I don't know if people just keep...
Yo, there's always some kerosene somewhere.
There's always some kerosene.
It's just there, readily available.
It's not
bro.
Like it's like they, you know...
They're
no
not
trouble.
Siphoning it out of their
not at all.
Place. It's just somewhere.
It's like, it's just someone always carries some shit. Like, just in case they got a burger,
it's like, yo, why do you keep this paraffin here? It's like, you just never know, bro.
Just might need to burn it.
In a peaceful country like Zambia.
Yeah.
That's not so peaceful these days.
Nah. niggas always keep some kerosene around. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so there was that gassing shit.
Yeah.
There's the honeybee shit
for
me the worst scandal, like corruption scandal that I've ever witnessed or just been around to experience or no, just
that's
see.
That's true.
Because it's like you okay, whoever you are. Nigga. That's a nigga. It's not a black man, it's a nigga. It's like you okay with people dying just so your pockets can get filled up. Like you have no conscience. You're just like you're a fucking loser, man. Like that's just what you are.
No, that's facts.
You and everyone else that was involved in that scandal, because it's like you're playing with human life. You know, like fake meds. You have defective gloves and condoms. Gloves that are being used at a time when COVID is here.
Yeah.
You're risking the lives of like fathers, mothers who are going back home. Maybe they're taking care of a grandmother who has some underlying issues. They tell them to stay in the house, not go anywhere. But they're the ones who are bringing it home because you decided that defective gloves was going to be the perfect thing. You went for the low grade shit.
Yeah.
And you're okay with that.
Yeah.
Just so you can have money in your pockets.
Think about it.
Like, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Think about it.
And when you talk about people, I think in the last episode we talked about, yo, some people deserve to die.
Yeah.
All those niggas deserve to die.
No, that's facts.
You deserve to fucking die. That's what it is.
Because there's certain things. It's like, if you're going to steal, steal. You know what I mean? But
is there no honor among thieves?
There should be. Like, I know that's facts. Bro. Listen, it's like there should be. Because in a situation like, it's like, okay, what do you do? It's like, oh, we rob niggas, we rob houses or whatever it is, right? Mm-hmm. It's one thing to run up on someone. It's like, yo, give me your gold chain. He gives you the gold chain and then you shoot him.
Yeah, that's stupid.
You know? First, and I'm like,
robbing is stupid. But then you kill him, that's even more stupid.
That's even more stupid.
That's absurd, yeah.
But to be in a situation where it's like you can steal, you're already making your money, right?
Mm-hmm.
But like to be in a position where you are tasked to help the country, literally,
right,
during COVID times,
mm-hmm,
and then you're given that shit, and then you go get the low grade, basically from the pits,
yeah,
and then give it to people,
yeah,
just so you can make a bigger profit and, you know, you can have more money in your
pockets.
Nobody else. Just you and your family. At the end of the day, who's going to benefit the most? You and your family.
Yeah.
And then somebody who's a doctor, who went to study, who did all of these different things. And the thing is, it's like, even the doctors that you're giving this shit to could catch COVID and die themselves.
Right.
Not all doctors are young.
Yeah.
You do have doctors with underlying issues.
True.
You know what I mean?
They're dealing with shit.
So it's like, yo, fuck you.
Yeah, no, fuck you for life, bro.
It's fuck you. And then you also said fuck you to the doctors and fuck you to anybody who uses
his condoms. It was a big fuck you to everybody.
Yeah, it was a big fuck you to everybody. So listen, that particular scandal there, somebody needs to sit in a prison cell and think long and hard while they get something that's long and hard.
Get rammed up. You need a taste of your own medicine.
You need a taste of your own medicine. Yeah, unfortunately, there won't even be a defective condom.
It's gonna be raw.
So good luck to you. You know what I mean?
Good luck in the shower. Don't drop the soap.
I don't even think that's a thing in Zambia, fam. They just ram you, bro. No Vaseline, bro.
What's up, Gwen? All right, man. We mentioned Pat Sondaka somewhere there.
Man.
Congratulations to the boy, man. Leicester City,
man.
I was telling you, my nephew is a Leicester City fan.
Yeah, which is
like
so
already
weird.
Like before Patson was there, he's been a fan, so I know he's really happy.
I mean, it's a great team.
Yeah, I mean, you know, of course they are.
It's a great team. It's just that in Zambia, a lot of people support you know the teams that have been in the top for the last 20, 25 years.
Yeah, I mean,
you know,
that's the case with any league, really. Like it's all about who's winning. Man City has fans from all over the world because they win titles.
Yeah.
Liverpool has been, you know, for a long time, Liverpool was that club for like the older folk. But now the younger kids are into it because they're winning.
Facts.
Man United dominated the Premier League for a long time. And same thing with clubs like Real Madrid and Barcelona and all these places. So Leicester City is, you know, that club that's mean, they won the league in 2016, which was a shock for everyone.
Everybody. And
from then onwards, I feel like, you know, the ambition hasn't died down. Like, no, they're still fighting to get titles. Like, that's who they are now. So, he's going to a good club.
It's a fucking amazing club.
There's players like Kante was at Leicester City when they won the league. And now he's at Chelsea. He's a Champions League winner now. Mahrez was at Leicester City. He's at Manchester City now, doing very well over there. You know, a bunch of players from there. Harry Maguire is at Manchester United now. So it's like, if you perform very well in a Leicester City team, you could be going to a Liverpool, a Man United. You could go to an Arsenal or something. Maybe not Arsenal.
Fuck out of here. Go to an Arsenal.
Maybe not Arsenal. Maybe a Chelsea. Or you could find yourself at Real Madrid. Like, this is a place where, like, it's a trampoline. I don't think this is a final destination for you. It's the same thing with the at Salzburg.
Would it be bad if he was?
It depends on what his ambitions are. I don't think he'll win a league title there. I mean, he can get them to qualify for the Champions League, maybe win an FA Cup like they did. But if you want a Premier League, a Champions League, like, you need to be on a team where there's much bigger resources, where they can buy big players, and you can compete at an elite level. And I know you could do that at Leicester City to a certain extent, but look, Man United have a crazy squad. You know, Chelsea, you know, we all know that. I mean, they won the Champions League last season. I mean, it depends on if Leicester City are serious about titles, they'll have to buy high caliber players that will, you know, will be able to drive that type of thing home. But I don't think he can win a league there. If he does, that'll be super amazing.
That'd be dope.
But I think it would be, this is like, you're like now on the world stage and you can use this to go to an even bigger club. It doesn't have to be after 2 years. You could be there for 3-4 years and do your thing. I know Liverpool were very interested in signing him.
Yeah.
But I wasn't too keen on that idea. I mean, it would be huge, but the expectation, it's like you have to kick on immediately. Mm-hmm. At least with Leicester City, a few losses can be acceptable, but big teams like Liverpool, Man United, Chelsea, a loss is like, the world's come to an end. Like, are you ready for that type of drama? Because playing at a big club is not easy. You know what I mean? All the press is gonna write about you, every single thing you do, places you go, and all that stuff. Like, they'll keep an eye on you.
Yeah,
we already had one with Mbesuma back in the day when he went to Portsmouth. That was an opportunity for him to go all the way. He didn't do it. Mbesuma, no, not Mbesuma. What's the other guy? Mayuka. Went to Southampton. Mm-hmm. Southampton is known for grooming talent and, you know, selling those talents to, like, bigger teams. People like Theo Walcott were there. Mm-hmm. He went to Arsenal. Van Dijk was at Southampton. He's at Liverpool now. Mane and Mayuka used to play together. Mane was on the bench and Mayuka would be he was like in front of the pecking order.
Yeah.
Mane is at Liverpool now doing his thing. Like, there's so many players that have come huge from that player, man. Huge place. Player. So I look at Leicester City as an opportunity for him to become £100 million striker.
No, that's like, facts.
That's what he can become.
That's facts, you know what I mean? And I think he can do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He can. Like,
because the style of play, Patton, like, that's the type
Patton,
of shit he
Patton
does.
Is very, from what I've seen, it's like he's very focused.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? He's very focused. I mean, he's been doing his thing in Austria for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like he's been, he's stayed sharp.
Dude, when Haaland left, the eyes were on him. It's like, can you put up the numbers that this kid was putting up?
Yes.
And he did exactly that.
And he did
that.
Did exactly that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, for him not to be distracted, not to be, you know, like, kind of like, not to get to a place of contentment because I'm playing in Europe, you know, so this is still a big team.
Oh, it's pressure's on, you know what I mean?
But, like, right now, pressure is on, and I think he can definitely deliver for Leicester.
I think so.
I think he can.
He's got that electric pace. Yeah, his finishing is on point.
He's finishing is on point.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a Bally there who's legendary.
Yeah, Jamie Vardy.
Who's just an absolute legend.
Yeah, because he's coming in to replace Vardy. Mm. That's what, he's the long-term replacement for Vardy.
You know, so, I mean, he should do his thing. He should do his thing, and I'm 120% positive he's going to deliver. You know what I mean? He's definitely going to deliver.
I can't wait to see him play, man.
So, I mean, so many congratulatory messages, man. Even Didier Drogba said, yo, congratulations.
Yeah, that's massive.
You know? That's big.
And then Zambians started to remind him of what happened in 2012. Zambians ain't shit, man.
Zambians ain't shit, bro.
Like, oh, remember this moment. Like, my nigga, really? He's really just out here
bigging up your guy, bro. Like, chill.
Yeah, no, but yeah, this is absolutely amazing. When I saw the news, I mean, we've been knowing that something was going to happen.
Yeah.
But just seeing that, I'm just thinking about the young players now who are like, you know, that, imagine the kind of hope that...
Get motivated.
Yeah.
Get motivated.
Like, imagine if, like, let's say one of us goes and works at, like, the BBC. Already we get messages from people saying, you inspire me to do this shit.
Yeah.
If you go all the way, like, it opens up people's minds. I feel like we need... These are the type of wins we need to open up people's minds to greater possibilities. It's like, okay, it's great you're playing in the Super League here and we love the local league, but can we make the local league be so attractive that Arsenal scouts are coming in to watch Zambian players to try and get y'all to go and play overseas?
No, facts.
Because there's plenty of people from Cameroon, Senegal, Mali, like all these, you know, Ivory Coast, all these players that are, you know, playing in Europe and playing at a very, very high level.
Yeah.
You know, like, can we have that happen?
Yeah, and look, all that does is make your team better. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because they have, you know, they have better training facilities. Mm-hmm. They, their medical personnel is, you know, better. All of these different things. They basically have created an environment for you to thrive. So it's like, listen, all we need from you is for you to do the damn thing when you get on the pitch for 90 minutes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And anything else, we got you.
Right. Right.
It's like that, you know? So you need the money, we got the money, you got the money, everything. Yeah. Everything is sorted. You're paid well, you eat well, you can have a private chef if you are in camp, then we're going to give you everything that you need so that when you get on the field, you deliver. That's all we want from you, you know? And we need to do that. We need to show people that it's possible to get to that level. It's possible for us to be sitting down watching a Premier League game and be like, oh, that's a Zambian, and that's another Zambian, and that's another Zambian.
You know?
Because like it happens to everybody else. It's like you could go to Nigeria. It's like everybody, the whole Nigerian team plays outside of Nigeria.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Ivory Coast, same thing.
Yeah.
You know, I think it starts from the performance of the Zambian teams at a higher level. So not just at the local level, but like we need Zambian teams going all the way in like the continental competitions.
Oh yeah.
We need Zambia to qualify to the World Cup.
Oh yeah.
To perform very well when, you know, you have AFCON going on, you know what I mean? Like, think about it, like Patson and them were there were superstars over here when they won the AFCON, the under 21 AFCON. Remember that? That was massive. But then they became superstars when they went and performed at the Club World Cups, where they played against big teams over there.
Yeah.
I remember watching the game they played against Germany. I think that's the one that they got knocked out in, and Timo Werner was there, like a young Timo Werner and stuff. You know, so it's like those are the places where you become a star. If you perform at the international level, at a high level, then everyone's going to look at you.
Yeah, not true.
Same with Mbesuma, became a star when Zambia was doing well at AFCON. I remember that performance. Was it in Nigeria where he scored like, is it two or three goals? And everyone was like, yo, who is this guy?
He was already killing shit in South Africa then.
Yeah. Mayuka became a star when he did his thing at AFCON in 2012 when we won. You know, it's the same with, like, when you think of sports like basketball, for example. The biggest stars always make it to, well, mostly. Stars are made in, like, the playoffs and the finals. Because there's not too much going on. The other teams have fallen out, and now we're focusing on a select few teams. You know, like, and who are the star players on these teams? Like, that's where you start to make a name for yourself. You can be good in the regular season, that's okay. But you become a superstar when you perform well in the playoffs and the finals. Because, again, there's not too much noise. The focus is on you guys.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, we need to have this. We need to get back to winning ways, man. Like, start winning more games and qualifying for, even just qualifying for AFCON has become a problem for us, which is just like, what the fuck?
And then,
man,
when I talk shit, you're like, yo, man, patriotic.
Yeah, I just like to say that shit. Okay? I agree with you on most of the shit.
Yo, it's not happening for Zambia, bro.
We need to fucking get back to that, bro. Man. Like, think about it. Like, back in the days, Zambia, like, the Kalusha Warriors and them became stars when they were doing well at AFCON on that international level. You know, you go and play in Mexico and Belgium and all these places because, like, you first get discovered when you're playing elite style football at a high level. So if we want more Zambian stars in these places, like, we need to make sure that Zambia is being represented at a high level.
No facts. I mean, like, listen, people like Kalusha Walia played Italy and beat Italy.
Oh yeah. That was a defining moment.
A defining moment.
Yeah.
You know, so
exactly. That's the point. Yeah. Like, if you perform at a high level at a place like that, like, the world's watching and you do your thing, like, who's not gonna take you up, you know? So Mwepu and Patsondaka, when they went to the club World Cups for under 21s and they did their thing, like, that was when it was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Next thing, Patson and Mwepu are playing Red Bull in Salzburg. Austria.
Yeah.
Fashion Sakala went to, I believe, was it Belgium, and now he's in Scotland.
Yeah.
He's in the Scottish League he's playing for the Rangers now, who are the current champions over there. And if he performs at a high level over there, next thing he's going to be in the Premier League.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, we need to be on these crazy stages for us to have more of our players be recognized. Because great talent
that's
out
true.
Here.
Now, the talent is definitely there. You know what I mean? We just need to fix shit here locally.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But congratulations to Patson, man.
Yeah.
Get yourself a white chick. I know you got a girlfriend.
Don't do it. Don't get yourself no white chick, you. Man. Get yourself
but have
no
you noticed
chick.
That every black player has a white girlfriend or wife?
Really?
Almost every player, yeah. Think about it.
Don't get yourself no white chick, man.
Nah, man, just stick with the girl you're with. I mean, we've been seeing the pictures of, oh, you were with her when you had nothing. And, you know, you got everything now, so you got to keep the same girl.
Yeah, man, keep the same girl, bro.
But still, you should get some white pussy, though.
Don't get no white pussy.
Why not?
Black man, don't cheat, bro.
Yeah, he won't be cheating. He'll be exercising options. Word to Kevin Samuels.
Bro, don't cheat. Don't get yourself.
Bro, you're telling
any
me,
white girl.
You telling me
anything like that?
A fit,
stay focused.
A fit Russian girl with a crazy thick Russian accent. She looks like fucking runway model.
Yeah. What about her?
And she's sucking up to him, not literally, but just like, you know, putting herself in his face. You think he's not going to flinch?
She's not gonna flinch, bro.
Nigga, get the fuck out of
just
here.
Just like, he is a faithful man to the girl who has been with him when he had nothing. He will not be moved by you, Miss Kalishnikov. Okay? Hey. Get the fuck out of here, bro. He will not be moved. He will not be moved.
I have two wives, man. Polygamy.
Nah, man.
Have yourself some colored babies. Listen, man.
Forget those.
He's going to be, he's already a star.
Of course.
Over there. Because they're so excited to have him there. You're telling me the girls over there don't want no black dick from Zambia?
Of course they do.
course.
But like, don't give it
what
to
them. What are you talking about?
Do not give them the Zambian tea.
Why not? We give need it to your spread Zambian the Zambian tea.
No, 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 no. Give it to your Zambian girl, bro.
Should we make a bet that he won't get himself a white girl out there?
Let's bet, bro. Let's bet.
Pinky swear.
Pinky swear, bro. Like, he's not getting any white chick. No freaking way.
When he's scoring 25 goals a season at Leicester City, he's going to get himself a white girl.
He's not going to get himself a white girl. He's going to stick with the Zambian chick who was with him when he had nothing.
We'll see.
Like a good Zambian man does. Every single time.
Every single time.
Black men like Kendrick stick with the high school sweetheart. Snoop Dogg. High school sweetheart.
I'm saying, look,
J. Cole, high school sweetheart. Stick with the woman.
Yeah, but you just named four women. Four men, rather.
Yeah. Who have everything in the whole wide world. Denzel. LL Cool J.
Six.
I mean, it's just like you want this episode to be me name dropping. The game tried to make it work with his baby mama and just.
She was crazy.
She was crazy.
I saw there.
Yeah.
Their reality show. Yeah. But listen, young king, do what's right. And what you feel is right. Mm-mm. Okay. All right. Okay. Let me change it. Not a white girl, but like a UK badass chick that looks like Stefflon Don type of shit.
No.
He can't get a girl like that?
No.
He can attract any girl.
Yes, he can.
He could take any girl he wants.
I understand that. But he is not going to do it because it's like, listen, she wasn't with you in the dirt. She wasn't with you. She was like, what does she know about Kafua Celtics? What does she know about Kafua Celtics? She don't know shit.
He can teach her.
It's just like, no, nigga.
Take a tour,
it's
bro.
Like, it's like, listen, you have to have been here. You have to have some Zambian dirt on your feet, man.
Really?
You know what I mean? Yeah. All
right, well, listen.
You have to have washed my jersey. Before, so that I can wear it the next day.
He's gonna want some new culture.
Nah, fuck that shit.
You know what I mean?
Nothing, bro.
So something different. Nah. You know what I mean? Look, I'll say he'll probably keep his girl, but he'll probably have a badass side chick somewhere.
My nigga, I'll tell you this. You can. Zambians are Zambians.
Right.
You know what I mean? You can go have. You can have all the food, all the. You can have a personal chef. You're gonna. At some point. You can have all the money in the fucking world, but at some point, you're gonna be like, "Yo, fuck the chef, and then you're gonna go to the kitchen with all the money that you have in the whole wide world, bro. And then you're gonna cook up a pop, and then you're gonna cook.
Are you saying pop is for poor people?
clearly, I do not eat that junk. What is pop?
What is pop? Sounds like poop.
It's very similar.
Listen, but yeah, all the best to him. Obviously, it's all jokes here. Yeah, like, I would like him to keep his black Zambian queen with him.
Yeah.
But hey, if Klitschnikov comes through, hey, I'm just saying, bro.
Romanov.
Don't, Romanov. Black Widow.
Black Widow.
Don't deprive yourself of the opportunity to get yourself some wipers.
If she's Romanov level, I'll give him a
pass. Oh, that's exactly what I was describing.
If she's Romanov level, no, but like she has to be Black Widow herself. She has to be able to jump over buildings and shoot niggas in the air, and you know what I mean.
But she can't jump over buildings. So.
Yeah, you know,
just
you know what I mean.
Human.
She's very human, but like she's a badass.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Special forces type chick.
The spy type shit. Yeah,
So
you. So, if a Romanov comes through,
yeah. Because it's like she's dangerous, bro. She's just like, oh.
Why do we love danger, man?
I don't know. I don't know, bro.
We love toxic shit, man. That's the problem.
I hate
I hate toxicity, too. All right. What else popped off that we can look at?
Did we touch on Shimogambuli being banned?
Oh, no.
By the ECZ. Shimogambuli has been going around, basically. Mm-hmm. Trash talking the opposition, which he was a part of 24 hours ago. Not literally, but literally 2 seconds ago.
Right.
And then he's talking shit about them. He was part of the opposition. He stood around. He went to see HH in prison. He said he would never go back to the ruling party, because if he did, he's a lunatic and he's crazy. He's a madman. But he's back there now in typical madman fashion.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So he's been talking shit. He was flagged by somebody from the UPND for saying some tribal shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Which he said he would never do. But like, yeah, he's been talking a lot of smack. And then the ECZ, Electoral Commission of Zambia, was like, bruh, you're doing a little bit too much. So you are banned from doing anything. Talking politics, going to campaign, you are banned.
Mm-hmm.
So even the ECZ is on site. Get the fuck out of here.
You're cited for hate speech.
Yeah.
And his, you know, tribalistic comments. Because in his logic is basically, if HH is telling Tonga people to only vote for the UPND, then he shouldn't go and ask for votes from other places. I don't think there's any record anywhere that shows that HH has done that. But if he has, that would be wrong. You're just meant to present your ideas. You know what I mean? And let people choose on, you know, who's saying the right thing. You know what I mean? But we have to say this. In most cases, it's about representation for some people, not the majority. For some people, it's, oh, like, I want someone who speaks my language or who understands my customs and my traditions to lead, because you probably feel like you can trust them more. You know what I mean? Even though that idea is a very, it's an archaic one. It's an old way of thinking, and people these days don't really, I think we've pointed this out, like the young kids who have the majority of the vote don't really care about what tribe you are or whatever. It's just, what are you saying? Is it making sense? You know, and that's all it is. But if we're going to call a spade, in most cases, in some people will vote on the basis of, oh, this is my representation. This is something that's close to home for me.
Yeah.
You know, some people think like that. But generally, would I say people are tribalistic out here? Back in the day, hell yeah. You know, you always heard shit like, oh, you can't get married to women of this tribe because they're prostitutes. You know, people would say shit like that back in the day. But now it's like, nobody does that shit.
Yeah,
like,
because everybody is talking like that.
Wow.
I'm joking. I'm joking.
So it's like, serious. No, it's like, people are not thinking like that. And I guess he thought that him coming out and saying all those things, and, you know, people would be receptive to it because he thought that mentality still exists. But there's a resistance to it. Like, that's something that Kaunda fought back in the day.
Back in the day, yeah.
When you have 72 tribes in one country, that's chaotic.
That's crazy.
How do you get all these people to just be cool?
Get along.
You know what I mean? And he, to a certain extent, managed at least to keep things peaceful. And then that old way of thinking started dying out slowly. And I think at this point, I don't think we're there 100%, but I think we're almost there.
Yeah,
where
it's like,
listen, no one's going to not give you a job just because you're a Mumba.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. You know what I mean? And listen, and this is something that I hate, because the PF coming out each and every single time, it's almost like, bruh, like, tell us what you're going to do. Because it's like, tell us what you're going to do. What are you going to do in the next election to make sure that you win? See, the problem with HH is.
Right.
And it's like, nah, oh, bro. We're not trying to hear what you have or what he has or what issues he has, what he did. You've gone to the extent of getting people from other who had or have other political parties to come and start talking about farms from I don't know when. You know what I mean? Like, Edith Nwankwo was out here each and every single week talking shit.
That was a failed campaign.
Like, what the fuck are you doing, woman?
That's when, like, they started campaigning, by the
go
way.
Go run your business. Yeah. What are you doing? You're not even running in this election.
Yeah.
You're not running in this election.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, you're trash talking somebody else?
Yeah, I just
who's in the opposition? It's like, what are you doing?
You could tell she was just like a pawn that was being used.
Exactly. You know what I mean? And that was so stupid. And this whole peddling of, oh, the UPND is tribal, whatever. You know, like every time you talk about the UPND, you want to bring up tribalism, right? That shit is dead.
Yeah, no, it's dead.
That shit is dead. Mm. It's like, listen.
I'm so glad that happened.
Yes, because it was a thing, and then people believed it for a while.
Yeah.
But right now, it's almost like, listen, what are you doing to fix the economy?
Yeah.
Let's have a conversation about that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, forget
forget the tribalism and whatever it is. You're the ones who are in power now. He hasn't been in power. He's never been in power.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing? Why is the kwacha at 22 to a dollar?
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? The price of everything has gone up. You tell us about those solutions. You can't be going back and forth arguing about somebody or arguing, you know, with someone who hasn't been in power at all.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to hear that shit. We want to hear what you, because it's like the economy went this crazy on your watch.
Right.
It's on your watch.
Yeah, well, Bowman said HH destroyed the economy. It was dead, according to him, and the PF has revived it.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I understand.
So I was just like, how? How did HH single-handedly kill the economy?
Yes.
It's like, how, like, it's almost a competition of who's going to say the most stupid thing this week, bro.
Yeah,
it's just a competition. It's like, who can be so ridiculous? You know, it's like, it's almost like, you know, sometimes I feel like it's deliberate. Like, are you just trying to piss people off? Or just try, are you saying shit just for people to find some joke somewhere so they can laugh about it and just, like, forget? Like, is that what you're trying to do? Or are you, like, really, do you really believe this? Because, like, how can you say someone who hasn't been in power before
destroyed the economy?
Yeah. How? You can't even, like, okay, here's a board, here's a marker. Break it down,
break
sir.
It down.
How did it happen?
Please.
You know, PowerPoint presentation. Tell us how it happened.
If you can work PowerPoint.
Well, you can press the down button for the next slide at least. God damn.
Listen, again, for me, like, Bowman Losambo is one of those people that even when I hear this in an interview, I deliberately choose not to tune in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because
you're not going to get anything.
Right? You're not going to get anything, you know?
He doesn't answer questions.
We've had this conversation before,
yeah.
You know, about why Delamonza cut him off that time when he called into the station. And then my wife actually has that recording. And I was like...
Oh, really?
She played it again. I think it was 2-3 weeks ago. And I was like, this man. This man.
Right.
And I was like, it's like, oh my gosh, he is... It's like, no wonder he got cut off.
Right.
Because he was being asked a question over and over again, and then he didn't have the answer, so he just kept on talking. He just kept on talking. It's deflecting. Like, no, listen, hear me. And then she would start her question, and then he would start talking again. And I'm like, yo! And that was just so crazy, you know? Shut up, Talamanza.
Right.
for doing that, because that was hella annoying.
Mm.
Anyway, moving on. Bowman Losambo is one of those people that you look at and you're like, how did this happen? How did we get here?
Right.
You know, to say, it's, you know, like, sometimes they say it's like the leadership that you have is a reflection of the country at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like,
yeah, that's true.
How though? Who? It's like, true. Who did that? Who did that?
Yeah.
This is probably one of the most prominent politicians, in inverted commas, prominent politicians in the country.
Imagine him at the UN, bro.
Bro, I don't want. I can't.
Imagine him at the UN. Because, like, that's your leadership, right?
That's your leadership.
You should be confident for any one of them to go to, like, an international, you know, convention or whatever and actually give a talk and answer questions intelligently. Represent your country well.
He would be talking about HH, bro. He would be like, the problem, you know, the thing is, like, HH, you know, those people, they are horrible people. Horrible.
You were collapsed.
You were collapsed, bro, man.
Yo, I would be cringing the whole time. You'd be like, just imagine him taking the stage with his, him trying to look serious and shit. That would be so,
you know, like,
that would be so cringe, man.
This is the same thing, you know, like in the Bible, like Israel had basically like prophets leading them, right? Mm. And then they were like, nah, we want a king. God was like, mm-mm, you don't get a king. Nah, we want a king, want a king, want a king. And then, boom, Saul was given, right? Mm-hmm. Saul became their king.
Was Saul the mean nigga?
No, which Saul?
Is Saul the one that turned into Paul?
No. Wow. No, nigga.
Do I sound super ignorant right now? Which part of the Bible is this, the new or the old?
This is the Old Testament, bro.
Oh, okay. That's okay. Way before Paul. Yes.
Saul, Paul, yes, that happened.
Yeah.
But that's New Testament.
That's a different story. All right, new Testament. Cool, bro. Apples and oranges. Yeah. Shit.
Great man of God wrote basically half the Bible.
Yeah. Right? And half of the New Testament.
Half
yeah.
of the New Testament. But Saul was king. Saul, yeah, it was a dude, God anointed, he became king, right?
Right.
And then he fucked up because God sent him to go kill the Malawians. Mm. Everybody. Women, children, babies.
God told him to go do that.
Yes. Mm. Just like take care of everything and then burn everything.
He right? failed to do it.
So he went and then he killed all the niggas.
Took right? all the bitches for himself.
Got some bitches and then and then he killed the babies too and all of that. But like he got their belongings and was like, ah.
Oh, you know, I think I know the story.
Kept
okay.
some shit for himself, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
got
he's the supposed Rolexes, to burn everything, yeah.
Got the Rolexes, the gold chains, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Audemars Piguets, he kept for himself. You know, it's like, oh no, we'll give them to God as a. And then after that, God was like, I'm done with this nigga. And then they were stuck with the nigga, and then God had chosen somebody else.
Right.
So it's like everything that started going crazy
was because of him?
Was because of him, and then God wasn't with him. So for me, I feel like to a certain extent, that's what happened to us.
It's like when Jonah we had to like, be thrown like, out of the boat because he was causing.
Yes, we were like, we want this one, we want this one. It's like, no, you. I gave you that one, that one.
Yeah.
This one is not me.
Yeah,
I gave you Satan. This one you put by it's yourself. That's my analogy, bro. Like I picked one for y'all.
Man.
You cried. You wanted this one. I gave him. All right.
Yeah.
Unfortunate, he died.
But why did God want a whole city to have everyone killed?
I don't know. I don't remember, bro.
Is it sodomy that they committed?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Oof. We'd have to look into that.
We've had conversations about the wrath of God before on this podcast.
God don't play, bro. Old Testament God.
Yeah.
I wouldn't like to meet him in a dark alley, bro.
He went to therapy. He was like, guys, I'm going to therapy. Change man now. Slow to anger.
Yeah. He was just like, it's like he was quick to whip it out, man. Like,
oh, okay.
And then after that, I think Jesus was just like, it's like, you know what?
Come
it's like you flooded them. You flooded them. You burnt Sodom and Gomorrah.
Right.
Okay, Sodom and Gomorrah deserve to go.
Those niggas were fucking up, bro.
They wanted to fuck angels, man. Yeah.
We want the uns.
We want the niggas.
He's fresh niggas. It's like, no, you can have the daughters.
I'll give you my children, my daughters. Sigh.
I don't want the uns.
I want the uns.
Pretty ass motherfuckers.
Because I handsome. Got nice blue ass, blonde hair. We want the niggas.
We want the niggas, fam.
You can smell them from here. They smell good, bro. I want to be all up in that ass.
Yeah.
That's crazy, bro. Sodom and Gomorrah deserved
it. No, they deserved it. But going back to Kambwili real quick, you know, it's, we've talked about him extensively in recent times. But yeah, it's just nothing seems to be going right for him. And that's what comes with making bad decisions, you know? When you make a bad decision, this is what usually happens, you know? You make one bad decision. It's like a lie. You tell a lie. You want to cover it up. You have to tell another lie. Then you tell another lie. Then another lie. And another lie. And another lie. And then it's just like...
It's a certain web of lies.
Yeah. And now you end up believing your own lies too. You know, the world has moved on. If you talk about, when you talk about people being disconnected, like that's another great example of being disconnected from the people. Like, you should know, or somebody should tell you, that you can't use tribalism anymore. You used it in the past and it worked.
Yeah.
You know, you tried all these things and they didn't work. Oh, you called him a Freemason. It was a Satanist. All these things. Oh, he's a tribalist. He's this. Oh, he sold Zambian assets during, you know, when the whole privatization thing was. Yeah, you've thrown all these things at this man and...
None of them are sticking.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
Because it's like, listen, we've come to a place where we are looking for solutions. Mm-hmm. All right? This whole mudslinging, whatever. Cool, it's politics and it can be done. But in a situation like this, mm-hmm. we want to hear solutions from you about why shit is so crazy right now.
Yeah.
Why? Mm-hmm. It's just like, justify the dollar. You can't rope HH into that conversation because mm-hmm. he wasn't there. He's never been in power.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just tell me why the dollar is like this. And then if you can tell me that, then I might want to hear about something else.
Yeah.
Because I know for a fact, it's like, if the dollar is crazy, then the price of everything goes up.
Yeah.
So my $200 phone that I wanted to import into the country for my mother, mm-hmm. I can't anymore.
Yeah.
It's quadrupled in price. It's still the same price in the United States, but like over here for me,
it's crazy.
It's crazy.
They wanted to celebrate the whole Zambia. Lusaka is the cheapest town to live in. Not knowing that these Europeans are talking about it from their perspective. It's like, how much is a pound compared to the kwacha? Mm-hmm. 20, what, 5 kwacha or something?
Somewhere there.
You know what I mean? So it's like, dude, probably if you come higher. Here with 100 pounds, bro, you could go shopping for days.
Yeah.
Like, you're good, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if you're coming to Zambia with crazy pounds, like, you're all right. If you're getting money in dollars, you're good. But that's from their perspective.
Yeah.
From our perspective, shit is crazy.
Shit is crazy.
You know what I mean? It's like, so them even trying to go and say, oh yeah, we made it onto this international platform and whatever. It's just like, that is so misguided.
This
and
like
that also tells you there's a desperation content. To try and have some level of positivity. You know what I mean?
Bullshit, man. It's like,
you don't get it like that.
It's like you need to have context. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You need to have context in everything. Because it's like, if you don't, then you can, it's like you can spin everything anyway and anyhow. Mm-hmm. You can't do that shit, man. It's like, we're not stupid. It's like, we can read this shit.
I think they think people are stupid. I think they really... Because it's an insult to people's intelligence.
Yeah,
if you're coming out and using cheap politics that you haven't thought well, like you haven't thought through, that means you're like, you don't really care. Yeah, because if you really put in something that's thoughtful or something that has been grilled and drilled like before it's put out, like you can tell, like, mm-hmm. y'all really thought about this.
Yeah.
Like, you thought about all the different angles. If it goes this way, this is what we're going to do. If it goes this way, this is what we're going to do. But it's just like, you know, let's just put it out there.
Yeah.
They're going to eat it up. They'll joke about it, and we'll move on, and we'll still be here.
And again, it comes down to what? Disconnect.
Yeah.
It's like, you're disconnected from the people, because it's like, a Mao Sampa is not going to tell me, it's like, he doesn't get crazy amounts of money. He's just the mayor, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like if you went into ShopRite 3 years ago, and if you go into ShopRite today... So it's like, how much stuff are you going to walk out of with?
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right.
So it's like niggas are posting, what's up, Chef Katala? He was like, yo, I went to the ShopRite. Bought things like for 700, just like, it's like 700 kwacha, 700-800 kwacha. And it's like, wasn't even a basket, bro. Like, it's fucking crazy. And
that's
then
crazy.
It's just like, listen, if you don't want to admit that, you're crazy.
Yeah.
You're crazy.
True.
Say it's like,
true.
Listen.
And that's why people don't care about these tribalistic shits that you're throwing out there.
We don't care about that shit now. Because you can't do certain things and then say the economy is fine. You can't be like, it's like, oh no, we're trying to create a plan so that we have a conversation about the economy. And then it's like, what economy are you trying to revamp if you say everything is already okay? You know what I mean?
Exactly. You're contradicting yourself.
You're contradicting yourself.
That's where you're not really thinking about the shit you're saying. It's just, oh yeah, we just put it out there. It's
freestyling. Freestyling,
just
walking
everything
out of the house and freestyling the whole country.
That's
bro.
Why a person can come out and say, yeah, if you're complaining about bread, just eat sweet potatoes.
Yeah, not knowing that sweet potatoes are expensive.
They're expensive. Tea leaves are expensive. Sugar is expensive. I can't even get creamer.
Yeah. Did you know how, just like, do you know how ridiculous it is to be like, yo, actually buying an egg for 2 kwacha?
2 kwacha 15 gwe, bro.
2 kwacha 15 gwe.
Mm-hmm.
An egg, bro.
Yeah. It was 15 gwe.
It was 15 gwe.
Yeah. Exactly. So if you're complaining about eggs, what are you supposed to get as a substitute? What?
I don't know.
What are you going to get?
I don't know.
It's just like, you're not really thinking about the shit that you're saying.
Catch birds, catch sparrows.
What, we start bird hunting? That's what we need to do?
Yeah.
That's the substitute to chicken?
Catch sparrows, and then when they lay eggs, when they create a nest and lay eggs, you can get the small eggs.
Oh, my God.
The small eggs, and just add them together, and then you could probably have...
Like, when I read that, it was just like, well, my intelligence is insulted. Our collective intelligence is insulted here.
Yep.
So, King Mswati is on the run. People ain't fucking with the monarchy anymore.
Yeah.
That's just like, you were telling me this guy controls everything.
Yeah.
In Eswatini.
Yeah. Just like, he controls everything, and then...
And he gets all the girls, too.
Yeah,
bro.
He gets all the bitches.
Oh, my
because
God.
It's like his, and the thing is, it's like, because obviously it's a monarchy, right? And
yeah.
Then his father married a whole bunch of women. His father before him married a whole bunch of women. So it's a lot of people. It's like immediately you say a name, like you say your full names. Like if you have a certain last name, they know it's like, oh, you're of royal blood. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You're of royal blood. And it's a whole bunch of people. With that same name.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because it's like his father had a whole bunch of wives. He's around the 20s now, right? How many wives does he have?
I'm not sure, but 20 is...
No, it's high. 20 is too high, eh?
Could be around there, maybe.
I don't know.
But not too far from that number, I would imagine.
Yeah, we can Google that shit.
How many wives does that nigga have? But yeah, people out there in Eswatini, that was known as Swaziland at some point, they're not happy. They want the monarchy abolished. They want democracy. And people have been going out to protest. This has caused some serious unrest. The military is out there trying to control the situation. It's pretty messed up out there. And it'd be great for the situation to get... sorted out quickly, you know. I mean, it's kind of weird that at a time when
he's got 11
wives. That's a shit. A lot of sex. at a time when we're mourning the loss of KK, like there's a country that's fighting to free itself from one of their own. Like
that's crazy.
You know what I mean? Like you look like me, but I don't want like you're doing this shit like. You have a stronghold on this shit, like you're like the British or some shit. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you, man? Like, we don't want this shit. It's an old idea. Free up the economy. Let's have more people become players and, you know, in the running of the country. Like, you can exist. I'm pretty sure the people in Swatini would be okay with him existing.
But like, he's doing
but
dumb. He's
just
doing
not have any political power or something.
Yeah,
you know what
he's
I mean?
Doing dumb shit like this. King Mswati III of Swaziland blows $24.4 million on his wives. On his wives.
Can't do shit like that, man. Can't do shit like that. Come on. That's crazy.
I mean, that's absolutely bananas. And listen, if you're in a position of power like this, for me, again, yes, it's tradition, and yes, you know, you can do all of these different things. But again... If you're gonna have absolute power, I don't know. You need to check yourself. You know what I mean? Because there's no one who's going to check you. You need to check yourself, and
right.
you need to check yourself regularly.
Mm-hmm.
Because in a situation like this, you're gonna do dumb stuff.
And it's easy to become self-centered, right?
It's very easy, and then nobody says anything because you're a king.
Yeah.
Absolute power corrupts absolutely.
You could say some shit and disappear, never to be seen again.
Yeah.
That's the type of situation out
there.
That's
the type of situation out there.
Yeah.
So for me, people people said a lot of shit about Gaddafi. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But anybody who ever went to Libya,
mm-hmm,
told you how beautiful it was.
Right.
Told you, yeah, how amazing. They tried to paint the picture
about how it was a, yeah, horrible place to live. And not even the case. Like,
that's not the case at all. You know, right, what I mean? People were paid when they got married. People were paid when they finished. You know, like, niggas were already set up when they're finishing the high school. Mm-hmm. You know, like, it's like, oh, you didn't have to pay for this. You didn't have to pay for that. Was he also the type of nigga who, if you said some crazy shit, you would disappear? Hell yeah.
Of course.
But he had... He almost, because my uncle, who's a journalist, and was at ZMBC at some point, he's not there anymore, went to Libya, I think once or twice.
Mm.
It's all, when you go there, and then you go there as, you know, part of the delegation from Zambia or whatever it is, reporters and everything. Mm. It's like they treat you like you are a guest of Gaddafi.
Mm.
You know what I mean? It's almost like you're the guest of the king.
Oh, really?
So they give you someone. They assign someone to you.
Like, okay? A chick?
No, not anyone to fuck you or anything. I don't know. It would be nice.
I mean, if you're going to treat me like a king, I mean, hey, I need some ass.
They treat you like you're the king's guest.
All right.
So you're Gaddafi's guest, basically,
you,
right?
You can ask this person to get you whatever you want.
Yes.
Hmm.
So he always is like, that's why people fought sometimes, like journalists fought to go to Libya.
Because the perks were crazy.
Because the perks were crazy.
Mm.
Because as soon as you leave the country as a journalist, it's like they would pay you.
Mm.
They pay you an international rate. They pay you in dollar, right?
Yeah.
Like ZMBC will pay you,
mm-hmm,
right? For every single day you're there.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can spend your money. But in Libya, you are not allowed to spend your money.
Mm.
They would pay for you.
Oh, really?
So if you wanted a phone, it'd be like, it's like, yo, cool.
Really?
Give you a phone? Yeah.
I'd be telling me. You got the PS5?
So... And then the crazy thing is, the amazing thing is, it's like you can be a reporter, right? And then just add your luggage to the minister's luggage.
So they don't even check the shit.
Yeah, you don't pay any ZRA when coming in. You don't have to pay any
Malawi
taxes.
Malawi gold there all the time.
You know? So when you were there, like, it was so well done. It's like, it was so beautiful, so whatever. Like, it's a fucking desert.
Well-oiled machine.
Yes, it's a fucking desert. But there's water everywhere. Like, it was a very beautiful country. And then
Dubai before Dubai?
Basically. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Very beautiful. It's like, yeah, everything was already proper and done.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But they painted a picture, and then what happened.
Yeah.
Right? What happened. Just
propaganda,
like,
is real.
Yeah,
bro.
The United States had a bone to pick, basically.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It was like, we don't like this nigga, we don't like this nigga, we don't like this nigga. And then created a whole bunch of shit. And then shit happened.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it's I forget my point. What was I going with this? Where was I going with this?
Are you drunk?
No, I'm trying to bring it back.
This is probably like the most sober, like,
yeah, I'm trying to bring it back ever. And then it's like
Eswatini, the
Eswatini. Yes,
King Swatini.
So Gaddafi was good for Libya,
mm-hmm,
even though he was a dictator, or, yeah, what you would define as a dictator, right? But like, everything was proper.
Because he checked himself?
He checked himself to a certain extent.
Mm-hmm.
But like, it's the same thing with, I mean, Eswatini is a small country, bro.
Yeah. Country within a country.
It's a country within a country. And you have to make sure that your people are happy.
Yeah.
But like, if you forget about the people, then shit like this happens.
Yeah, they turn on you.
They turn on
you. Because people, like, there's a threshold, man. Like, people can take bullshit for a while. But then, you know, When they turn scorned, it's done. Like,
There's no going back.
It's like we just don't want you. Like,
so you can send all the people, all the military personnel that you want.
You're just making yourself even more unpopular. Yes. You know what I mean? And you're proving their point anyway. It's like, you see why we don't want you here, man? Yeah.
Because then sanctions come in. The United States is going to start saying some shit.
Oh, yeah.
Britain is going to start saying some shit.
It's going to make your people suffer.
Yeah, and then you are already inside of another country.
Yeah.
You know.
Even they could be like, yo.
Even they could be just like, yo, hey. It's kind of like, it's like if you have an irritation somewhere in your belly, bro. Mm. So it's like you're going to scratch it or something. You know what I mean? It's like something in belly area is just, yeah. you know, it's going to scratch it. Put right. something there. So it's like, listen, cut it out or otherwise we'll come and take over the country.
Yeah, no, he needs
you're already
to relax.
Inside us. You're already part of the furniture family.
Yeah.
It's like, cut it out.
Yeah.
You know?
Imagine if it's like, the central province was like, you know, another country and then they're having issues.
Yeah.
Like, that will affect other people around there.
Of course.
As well. So, if you're not able to handle things, then fuck it. Like, let's...
Yeah.
Let's intervene or something.
It's like if Malawi started fucking up, we'd just take over.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? I think we would do that.
We'd just be like, it's like, okay, yeah, Eastern Province 2.0. Okay? Half of your country is already in the lake.
Exactly. It's
like, we'll push you into the lake and then just take over. You know what I mean?
Be Lake Chipata now. Like, we're taking over.
What's up to all the Malawians who listen to our podcast?
To
we
all
love
peoples
you.
Out there.
We love you.
All right. So, yeah, praying for people out there in Eswatini. Free the people, man. Free the people.
And
let them have a good time.
Yo, you remember the Samuel's boy is actually from Eswatini?
Whose boy?
Samuel.
Samuel's boy?
Yeah. Remember?
What do you mean?
Samuel's friend in Ukraine.
Oh, is it? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That, that video
like,
thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder what's going on in his mind.
I wonder what's going on in his mind, too.
He's out there chilling, though. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, probably not too affected by what's going on at home.
Probably.
Yeah. Probably. But it should be sad to see, you know, shit going crazy in your own country. Like, hopefully that that unrest, you know, just dies down. Like, find a common ground. Like, let the people have the democracy that they want. They want to choose their own leaders. Because the king chooses the cabinet. He chooses who are the civil servants. Like, he runs almost everything out there. So it's just like, bro, like, you can't do that shit, especially now. It's like, people are probably going to other countries and seeing how shit's going on over there, and they're probably envious of that. Like, let them have that as well. Like, you can't have all that to yourself.
It's like, listen, if we want to choose our own leaders, let us do that.
Yeah.
You know? And then if people say it's like, if it's not broke, don't fix it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But like, clearly, if people are protesting and they are not happy, then it's broke.
Yep.
And they want to fix it because you are unwilling to listen.
Exactly.
You know?
Like, you've been at the helm for such a
because
long time.
Like,
that
like,
listening
like we've
to
been
people
hearing,
doesn't
we've been hearing
make sense to you.
About how he's basically a big spender.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, he spends a lot of money, all of those different things.
Yeah.
People have talked about the HIV rates in Eswatini, like, it's really bad and all of those different things, you know what I mean? So, yeah, man, like, yo, power to the people. That's all
Facts.
We can say. It's like, listen, it's like, if you could be black, but, like, if you're doing something that's whack, we've got to get you the fuck out of here.
Hey, no, you got to go.
You got to go,
yeah.
You got to go. And I can Facts. Say that about Zambia.
Everyone's given a chance. When you fuck it up, it's like,
yeah, you gotta go, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
You gotta go.
All right, the Euros. We need to touch on the Euros. They're going on right now. An elite competition. Soccer. Football competition. Soccer. Football competition. In Europe. And we're in the quarterfinals now.
Not we as Zambia. Zambia can't play
well,
in the Euros.
The Euros are in the quarterfinals now. So, as we're recording this, we're expecting Switzerland and Spain to play tomorrow. By the time you're listening to this, these two games would have been played already.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll give our... we'll still talk about these games and then we'll talk about, you know, the results on the following episode. So, Spain, Switzerland.
Spain. Spaniards.
There have been some upsets in this competition.
Oh, yeah.
The Netherlands got fucked up. They
Big
did
facts.
Not expect to get fucked
Germany
up.
Germany got fucked up.
Germany got fucked up. So, I mean, Spain are doing very well. But I think the Swiss will probably take them all the way. Might be a penalty situation.
I think
play penalties.
I don't think so.
You don't
Spain,
think so?
Spain is taking that one.
You think so?
Spain is taking that one.
I think Spain will win it, but I think Switzerland
before,
will push
before,
them away.
Before 90 minutes, Spain is taking it.
Okay, we'll see about that.
Spain is taking it because they're good at, you know, they're Spaniards. They're good at
oh my gosh.
Jumping the bull.
Belgium and Italy.
Skip the bull.
Belgium and Italy. This is going to be a big game. Two teams that don't concede too many goals.
Yeah.
Especially Italy. They conceded one goal in their last game against Wales. But how far do you think? These are two elite teams. Belgium is ranked number one in the world, even though I think France should be ranked number one, but you know, it is what it is. Yeah, Belgium, Italy. Who do you go with?
Italy.
Is that like an easy choice?
It's not an easy choice. It's just the backline. It's the backline, bro. Like, it's like the Italians, I don't know how, but like, you know, like they basically know what to do.
Yeah.
When it comes to defense.
Yeah.
So they'll block you out easily. And then that's what people used to get upset about. I don't know which World Cup. But it's almost like, it's like Italy would win, but like it's like 1-0, 1-0.
Yeah.
1-0, 1-0. They didn't believe it
when Zambia hit them with that many goals.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Like, listen, it's like they play soccer at their pace. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's slow build up. It's slow build up.
Not too flashy. Let's get the job done.
Yeah. Yes. That's why you don't watch the league in Italy.
Serie A.
That's why you don't watch it. Because it's like, it's not quick. It's not back and forth. It's not whatever.
It's very slow.
You know, it's very slow. It's very technical.
But they'll break you down.
Oh, no. Big facts.
Yeah.
Big facts.
But I agree with you. Italy is probably favorites now to win it after France got knocked out. I mean, France were the team I was supporting. I thought they would go all the way. But Kylian Mbappe decided to miss a penalty, which was super weird. The pressure, you know, pressure is crazy.
I don't give the stars. It's like I don't know why people give the stars the fucking penalties. Don't give the stars penalties.
Yeah, but it's like everybody, like, that's a forward, though. Like, he's a striker.
So
you expect him to take that shit.
No.
And his confidence is brimming. Well, he didn't score any goals at this competition. You wouldn't let Kylian Mbappe take
No.
A penalty?
No.
What?
No. What are you serious? Talking about? No.
So you wouldn't let Ronaldo take a penalty?
No. Give it to the defender. Give it to the defender. It's like, listen.
You want players that have been at the highest level. Though that's a World Cup winning team. They've gone to the heights, like the biggest stage in the world, and they won.
I don't give a damn.
That means there's a mentality there.
I don't give a damn.
And he was in the team, and he scored in the final.
Ish, man. Like, it's like I'm always iffy and whatever about giving.
I mean,
like,
it's pressure. I feel the pressure you feel when a star is walking up. I'm pretty sure is exactly how they're feeling in that moment too, because it's like the weight of your country is on your shoulders.
And yes, if you probably miss.
Remember when Kalaba did that?
Oh, yes, not facts.
2012 yeah. Africa Cup. Yeah. We almost lost that.
Yeah.
You know, is it Toure that came and then missed? It was Toure, right? Toure missed. Or was it Gervinho?
I don't know.
One of those two missed. I think it was Gervinho. Gervinho is the one that missed, I think. Yeah. Because he wasn't looking too confident. And he went up. It might have been Gervinho.
Even great Kalu missed.
All the great players miss penalties, man. Somebody has to miss. Yeah. And this time around, it was just Mbappe.
Give it to the back five. Those niggas just hit the ball, fam. You know, it's like you don't even know. He's not even trying to be, like, funny or funky or right. Too technical. It's like that nigga's trying to kick the ball. It goes in the back of the net.
Yeah, but in being on pressure, bro, it's just about your mentality at that moment. Are you able to seize the day? Are you able to do that shit?
Yeah.
Be a Sunzu and not a Kalaba. You're going to do that.
There you go.
I'm a little conflicted on who's going to take the day, but I think Italy will be the ones that will walk away with it. I hate to agree with you on this, but that's how I feel. But I think the Belgians, they just have too many options. I think that if there's a team that's capable of breaking down the Italians, I think Belgium can do it. And there's a possibility of them. I mean, this is a quarterfinals. Anyone can win at this point. I mean, you're good enough to get to this point. You've proven it. But you know, I think the Italians will go all the way. But the Belgians haven't. They're calling this their golden generation.
Ooh, okay.
So I mean, look, you got Lukaku, you got De Bruyne, Eden Hazard, like all these crazy, amazing players.
And
like,
I love it.
They
like,
haven't won anything.
Belgians. Yeah,
they haven't won anything.
Yeah,
this is a chance for them to get some silverware. So It's going to be interesting how they'll take it. But, you know, Italy,
Listen, I'm just like, I think the Italians will win, but I might be, I'll probably be supporting Belgium. You know what I mean?
I mean, that's okay.
Supporting Belgium. For Tori. For Tori.
Right, Tori, right. R.I.P. to Tori. God rest the dead. All right, man. I think we've exhausted our time here. It's not a 52 minute episode, at least. We're not going to lose this content. We're not. We'll make sure we have it for you. And listen, we're not dropping episodes until you share the podcast. That's how we're going to be moving now.
Yeah.
So make sure that you keep sharing. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, like, we have a shitload of people listening on Apple Podcasts, but we have only like a few reviews. Like, we need you to just say something. Like, how do you feel about the podcast? Like, write
how
it down.
How do you not feel about the podcast?
Exactly. You like it. You hate it. Like, whatever it is, we want to hear everything.
Are you triggered?
Are you getting triggered?
Are you getting triggered?
Are you in your feelings? We want to hear it.
Do you think? Do you think it's just like, you know, like, and it's like we cover so much, you know. So like, if this is a particular topic that you liked, you know, do you think Batsundaga should smash Romanov? Let us know.
Why not?
Yeah or nay?
Romanov Daka.
That's crazy. You know, like, it's like, I commented on a page I follow. And I was just like, it was so fun. I commented on the Woods Kitchen on Instagram, right? That's Lulu Hangala and her hubby, obviously. You know, you know, it's basically about cooking. You know, I'm a cooking nigga. It's like they cook so many different things, like even shima. This time around, it was vinkovara. You know, mopani worms, whatever it is, caterpillars, whatever it is that you want to call it. So I commented on Instagram. And I was like, listen, I've been telling people this all the time. It's like, yo, we need to get rid of popcorn and cinnamons and just fucking make vinkovara. The new popcorns. You know what I mean? It's like, it's got the same crunch, but it's way more delicious. It's a lot of protein.
It's expensive.
Everything is expensive, okay?
You can't have popcorns. Have a vinkovara.
Have a vinkovara. And then she got that as a tweet. She got it got it off her Instagram, and then she posted it as a tweet. You know what I mean? And she was basically asking people, like, yeah or nay.
Right.
And it's like, most people were like, yeah, hell yeah. Each vinkovara all day, bro.
Not in the cinema, my G.
In the cinema. There's
the nasty ones that still have the guts in there. They haven't, you know.
No. They have to be dry everything. As fuck. They have to be dry as fuck with onion. I'm just like, think about sprinkling that car. Sweet and sour on vinkovara.
Oh, get the fuck out.
Sweet and sour vinkovara.
Oh, my goodness.
You know what I mean?
Vinks.
Vinks. Yeah. Oh, come on now. So if you like vinkovara, also comment. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
wherever you are, Google Podcasts, wherever you listen from.
Yeah,
man,
Apple
really
Podcasts, Google Podcasts, CastBox.
SoundCloud,
Stitcher. Anywhere you get your podcast from, you know, just do the damn thing. And also just, you know, share on social media. Let people know about it if you're enjoying it.
Yeah.
If you don't want to put it on your timeline, really like it, but it's fine. Put it on your status. It's okay.
Yeah, shout out to Jesse, man. Jesse is always posting that shit.
Shout out to Jesse. He's got
a podcast too.
Yeah, let's plug that, bro. Too. Like, what's the name of his podcast?
I actually subscribed on SoundCloud, so I need to check that shit.
I did
check
too.
Check that shit.
Shout out to the homie Jesse.
One of the most amazing poets I've ever seen, bro.
I didn't know he was in Le Diplomatique. You were telling me that shit, and I was just like, oh shit, I just had no idea.
Yeah, Shock the Clock. That's
Shock
what it's called.
The Clock, all right.
Yeah, so.
Go ahead and listen to that.
They're on episode 5 right now, so yeah.
Amazing stuff.
Yeah.
Go ahead and listen to that podcast.
Jazzy Jess. And listen to his music too. He's a dope rapper.
Yeah, he's really dope. So hey, that's our podcast for this week. Thanks a lot for listening. Remember, keep sharing. And also, don't share the coronavirus. Stay home as much as you can.
Stay home, man.
If you have to step out, wear a mask. Get yourself some hand sanitizer.
Make
if you
some
touch
babies
money,
or pull out.
There you go.
Pull out.
Make sure you stay safe. There's a lot of people dying out here. Don't be a statistic. Stay alive. We survived last year. Let's survive this year too.
Big facts.
All right. That's our episode.
Peace and happiness. We out.
Cheer.